Why do you stand here all day idle? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My dear friends, today, as always, we have some very important readings, and with spiritual significance for our life here on earth, and this one especially because we're all in the vineyard. It's God's vineyard. It's not ours. This is God's world. And as the Catechism tells us, we have to serve God. Why did God make you? God made me to know Him, to love Him, and to serve Him in this world, and to be happy with Him forever in heaven. That's a very simple question. And the answer is very, very profound. Get that answer right, my friends, and you got heaven. That's why we were made. And today we learn about the vineyard, how God calls people to work in His vineyard. And how do we serve God? We serve God by keeping His commandments, of course, and by serving our neighbor, doing good, fulfilling our duties in life, what's expected of us. And this is how we serve God. So we see in the various stages that God calls different people. In the early hours, the third hour, the sixth hour, the 11th hour. The early hours, of course, are our youth, childhood and youth. The sixth hour is our manhood, our prime of life, as it were. And the 11th hour is towards the end of our life at our old age. So people get called at all hours to come and work in the vineyard. And we don't begrudge that to anybody. Some people didn't know. Why are you standing here all the day idle? Because no one's hired us. Maybe no one told them about Jesus Christ and His faith. They didn't know. Various reasons. As you know, people live in far off countries, maybe in the mountains and so forth, and missionaries don't get around too often. And then people just grow up, and maybe their parents never taught them about the faith, and they didn't go to any catechism class or any church or anything. So we have to let God choose when the hour comes. And we have to be ready when the hour comes. We can't put it off. I was reading a commentary on Dante. And Dante, in his Purgatorio, says that there are souls in hell that will be there for a long time because, I think he said 30 times, if they delay their calling and they don't choose when God calls them and they delay it, they could be in hell 30 more times than they would have been if they had accepted the call. I'm not so sure that 30 times, but certainly it's a lot more than they would have been if they had come early. So we don't want to presume, we don't want to not go when God calls us. And of course, we have the sin of presumption, which we'll find out about later on, how people presume, well, I won't do it today, I'll do it tomorrow, and they put it off and they put it off. And the same way they refuse to study the various faiths and they refuse to study the Catholic faith and they don't know. That's presumption. So the Holy Spirit inspires us to look into the truths of our faith. So that's the call. We have to accept the call, and then we must work. And then once we work, God will bless us. And this is what we see, another aspect of today's reading, how the master of the vineyard, tells the stewards to call the people, and he gives them each a denarius, beginning with the first and then the last. And the people who were first thought they were going to get more, because they had borne the noonday heat. In fact, they thought it was very unfair. We have worked hard all day, and we should get more. After all, these people in the 11th hour, they came late, and they're getting the same amount as we do. That's not fair. How often have you heard that? I hear that so often. It's not fair. It's not right. Well, the Lord answers them, isn't it fair? You did agree to work for a denarius a day? Let the Lord decide what's fair and what's right. Some people will say it's not fair that some people have all this and all that, and I have nothing. Well, let God decide who gets what. And then we have the sin of envy, the Pharisees. These are the same Pharisees who were in the parable of the prodigal son. Remember that beautiful parable when the master, the father, welcomes his son back, and the older brother is so angry because he never had a kid, as it were. He never had a feast. And here, this good-for-nothing who's gone astray and everything else, you give him the fatted calf and everything else. And this is not fair. This is not right. This represents the Pharisees. The Pharisees, because they were Jews, thought they were something special. They were the chosen people. And they were. That was good. But the thing is, they weren't honest, and they didn't understand the ways of God. And they were jealous. And even that, they didn't believe in Jesus, as we'll see later on. Obstinacy and so on. And so the Pharisees are represented by the people who worked earlier in the day and thought they should get more. And the Lord says, no, I'm fair in giving you what I've given you, and you worked for a denarius a day, and that's what you got. And we see this with this, because the Lord answers those people who say, we ate and drank in thy presence, and thou didst teach in our streets. And he shall say to them, I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. If we don't have the Spirit of God, and we don't trust in what God does, and we think because we're special, we're Catholics, or we're Jews, or we're somebody special, that we can do this and we can do that. No. We have to be obedient to God's commandments, and we have to respect his judgments. And if he chooses to give the last the same amount as the first, and he's kind and good, then we have to accept that. God can do what he wants, and we have to accept that. And then we see how people are guilty of the sin of envy. Envy implies sorrow for the happiness and the prosperity of our neighbor, for which reason the envious man is never without sadness. We must always work against that capital sin, the seven capital sins, one of which, of course, is envy. We don't want to be envious at another's good fortune, as if we don't have a good fortune. We have blessings that we don't even know about, of course. So we cannot be envious, because God blesses somebody more than we. Right? God can do whatever he wants, but we don't want to be envious. We have to look to see what God has given us. We might be surprised, because he may have be given us more than the very people to whom we're jealous. St. Basil tells us, quote, the envious man is hurt by the good fortune of a friend. The joy of his brothers cause him pain. He cannot look with favor on the riches of another and considers the prosperity of his neighbor as a misfortune to himself. If he wished to tell the truth, he would be forced to confess this. But since he does not wish to make it manifest, he keeps his hatred in his heart, where it gnaws away at his entrails. St. Basil, on a homily on envy. And that's what happens to the envious person. He, in a way, hurts himself. He gets upset and gets sad at somebody's misfortune, and he's going around with a long face the rest of his life. Instead of realizing, and we should always realize this, be grateful for all the blessings that God gave us. I always remember years ago, right around Thanksgiving time, the old Perry Como would have a show, and he would always sing, Count Your Blessings instead of Sheep. Whenever I can't fall asleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep. That might be a good thing for you to do when you put your head on the pillow at night. If you can't fall asleep, go through the blessings you have in your life. All the blessings of the Catholic faith, the schools that you've gone, the various teachers that you've had, your good parents who bring you into the world, right? One woman was telling me about her mother and how her mother was a Muslim and converted to the Catholic faith. What a great grace that was. And what a great grace for the children who were brought into the faith by their mother's courage to leave the Muslim faith and become a Catholic. How much do they owe that mother for giving them her faith, right? So same way with us. Be grateful for our Catholic faith. Be grateful for the blessings. Be grateful. My mother used to always say to me, thank God you got a roof over your head. Hey, yeah, especially on a day like today. Thank God we have a roof over your head. And she always liked to tell me about clean sheets. And you got clean sheets on the bed, all right? So those are wonderful things, wonderful blessings that we have. And always have a good meal at night and so forth. We have all these blessings and we need to be grateful for them. Many people don't have them. So we can't be jealous because somebody has more of this or more of that because of us. Because God chooses to give to whom he wills what he wills. Am I not right to give you what I have you agreed upon? Have I not a right to do what I choose? Or are you envious because I am generous? Are you envious because God is generous with somebody else? In fact, you should be wishing God would give these blessings to other people and not to you. Why? Because you don't deserve them. Right? We don't deserve them for all our sins, for all the blessings that we have, and we haven't cooperated with all the graces that God gives us. Right? God asked St. John of the Cross, St. John, you've been so good. What can I do for you? And he said, God, dear Jesus, that I can suffer and die for you. That's what we should be saying, that we can suffer and die for Jesus because he suffered and died for us. That's the true Catholic, the true person who's got the spirit of Jesus Christ and who will be serving him graciously and wonderfully and agreed to work for Jesus for heaven, and that's what we're going to get. And by the way, that denarius, keeping the Ten Commandments, the denarius is ten different coins, ten together, and that represents what we have to do, keep the commandments. And if we keep the commandments, we'll be given the greatest blessing anybody could ever get, heaven. Can you put a price tag on heaven for the work that we do here on earth, which is very small and not so great? We will get a heavenly reward. Put a price tag on it. You go to these various estate agents and they have these wonderful houses, £1 million, £2 million, £5 million. What's the mansion in heaven worth? £1 trillion, £1 billion? Much more than that. So we're going to be blessed with a heavenly reward for all eternity. And we agree to work for that. And let us work for the salvation of other souls who may not be as fortunate as we who have the Catholic faith. So we want to pray, as Our Lady says, we must pray and sacrifice for others because many souls will go to hell because no one prays and sacrifices for them. So we must pray and sacrifice for other souls so that they would get the same reward that we had, even if they come at the last hour, at the 11th hour, and they sneak in the back door of heaven, if there is such a back door, all right? Maybe the loophole with Our Lady. Our Lady will bring souls into heaven, and St. Peter will say, how'd they get here? Well, your mother let them in the back door or something like that. Or they said the rosary or whatever else. So let us wish the good fortune for all souls because God wants to give us this heavenly reward and we want everybody to be in heaven for all eternity. May the Lord bless you.